One of the world's biggest newspapers released a guide for spending 36 hours in Vancouver. But some of the inclusions may surprise you. Vancouver-based journalist Remy Scalza comprised a list for the New York Times of the city's key stops, including Stanley Park, West 4th Avenue, Commercial Drive, and the North Shore's Capilano River Regional Park. The itinerary kicks off in Vancouver's massive urban park, described as the ideal place to start exploring the city. Cyclists can enjoy stunning views of the rainforest, beaches and gardens, as they ride along the seawall's 6.6 kilometers path. Many of Vancouver's other typical tourist destinations appear on the list, including Commercial Drive, described as a refreshing counterpoint to Vancouver's glitzy downtown, as well as the city's rugged backyard, Capilano River Regional Park. While Commercial Drive offers a less touristy reprieve, Capilano's park might steer them just a little too far off the beaten path, at least for a day and a half stint in the city. By taking tourists across the water to North Vancouver, the itinerary doesn't offer much time to explore the city of Vancouver proper. For a brief glimpse of old-growth forest remnants and rugged canyons, folks following the schedule are advised to take an Uber or taxi just past the tourist magnet Capilano Suspension Bridge to get to the park. And after wandering around the North Vancouver Park, travelers are advised to stop in at the Museum of North Vancouver. Instead, they could have made a stop at the Museum of Vancouver and had time for another at the H.R. McMillan Space Center. While it might not make much sense for visitors to cram into their brief stay, the out-of-town portion of the itinerary does make a striking departure from the 2017 NYT installment of 36 Hours in Vancouver. The previous itinerary focuses on the typical tourist hits, such as Granville Island and the Vancouver Art Gallery, and recommended popular activities like riding a bike in English Bay. It also suggested a stop at the Museum of Vancouver. Michelin Guide highlighted in New Vancouver itinerary. The latest itinerary highlights the city's dining scene's recent inclusion in the Michelin Guide, noting that it now has 8 single Michelin-starred restaurants. Considered by many as a hallmark of absolute excellence, and for some chefs and restaurateurs it's a life goal, Michelin stars are determined by esteemed inspectors, dispatched to a destination and chronicled in the tire company's vaunted guidebooks. While the majority of the 2023 itinerary focuses on key places to shop, explore, eat, and stay, the visitor's guide also touches on one of the city's underlying issues. In the piece, Vancouver is described as a city in transition, grappling with gentrification, as property values have skyrocketed. Formerly low-cost neighborhoods in East Vancouver, such as one-time working-class strongholds like Commercial Drive, are filling up with trendy shops and restaurants. While Vancouver is described as an evolving city, the author doesn't outline exactly what that means. Posh eateries and boutiques have cropped up in formerly affordable Vancouver neighborhoods, but the city struggles with what to do with people who have been forced out, resulting in several tent cities and crime. For example, at 7 p.m., the itinerary suggests visitors have a French-Canadian dinner at Gastown's Eastern Fridge. Described as an area in transition where homelessness, drug use and gentrification remain a thorny challenge, tourists can enjoy a meal at one of the city's recent Michelin star awardees, Street Lawrence, which is touted for its haute take on traditional Quebecois cuisine, and offers a pre-fix menu at $125 per person. While the restaurant is considered one of the best in the city, and requires booking weeks in advance, the brief note on where it is located doesn't indicate whether the area is safe or how bad the issues are. Advocate Travis Lupik, author of Light Up the Night, America's Overdose Crisis and the Drug Users Fighting for Survival, commented on how the itinerary would have people talking, since it brings attention to this issue without discussing it further. What should a visitor to Vancouver take away from this information? Aside from the brief comments on gentrification, the rest of the itinerary moves the tourist through the city from Stanley Park to Vancouver's first neighborhood, including a stop for a brew with a view at the Stanley Park Brewpub and Restaurant. Great location but not really a great example of the city's incredible craft brewing scene, as well as one to pick up some new kicks at Native Shoes flagship store. For other places to visit, such as Kitsilano Beach, The author mentions how the destination is an urban oasis for those seeking sun, sand, beach volleyball and a dip in the cold Pacific Ocean, but doesn't mention how crowded it is during the summer. The itinerary also includes a stop to shop at Arc'teryx, which got its start locally, but also happens to be a huge retailer with locations across Canada, the US, and around the globe. Hardly a store where you'd find the most Vancouver souvenir to pack home. There are several other brand mentions, including an independent toy store on Commercial Drive called Dilly Dally, but the story misses opportunities to highlight other small or black, indigenous, and people of color, BIPOC. Businesses. A couple of examples include Hogan's Alley Clothing, which is an ode to the neighborhood's legacy and a fusion of African culture and Western style, as well as Totem Design House, famously known for its blend of pop culture icons like Star Wars with indigenous art. Vancouverites weigh in on New York Times itinerary. Several locals voiced their views of the itinerary on social media. Local Jordan Ross chimed in on the discussion, remarking that West 4th, which was included as one of only four key stops, shouldn't be such an important visit on the roundup. Not this at NY Times article about 36 hours in Vancouver listing West 4th Avenue as its number two key stop. Tears of Joy pic.twitter.com/c5a02t0rpd. Jordan Ross Seedling, they, them, at JordanVegBike, May 25, 2023. Another local mentioned in a tweet that they live three blocks from West 4th Avenue and only visit it about once a month. It is a miserable traffic-clogged street with boring expensive shops. Why on earth would anyone fly across the continent to visit it? Or even travel across the city? They quipped. While West 4th might be a surprising second stop on a Vancouver must-see itinerary, it again differentiates it from the 2017 version, which focuses on strolls through False Creek and the University of British Columbia. Local Ali Gibbs noted on Twitter that it was a really solid take on spending some time in Vancouver, while another Vancouverite said that it made them want to do a little hometown sightseeing. However, they noted that the restaurant selections were too pricey. With files from Lindsay William Ross, Maria Dimont, and Ali Turner.